Thank you, sir, and good evening, one and all, and welcome to the Maine Outdoors. We've been around for, oh, golly, I don't know, how long, Bob?
25 years.
25 years we've been doing this.
Yeah, and long time.
We appreciate the fact that you are a loyal listener, and, you know, we're streaming the show live around the world, and like tonight, for example, in Clinton, Ohio, there's a man named Eric Warren who's listening to the show. Imagine that, in Clinton, Ohio.
Yeah, have you heard from him lately?
Yeah, and Tony, okay. There's a Tony, Tony Polish guy down in Chicopee, Mass., and I can't pronounce his last name.
Yeah.
Tony listens every week.
Wow.
And on our streaming program. Isn't that exciting?
It is.
Yeah.
How about Cucamonga?
Cucamonga, we've got a couple of listeners there, I think. Anyway.
Well, call in. Give us a call.
Yeah, we're happy that you can be aboard tonight. We have a good show lined up. I'll introduce our guests in just a moment. First, the crew, the man behind the controls in the big operations center. He is the sweetheart of Grand Lake Stream. No longer Mr. Carrot Man, but just the sweetheart of Grand Lake Stream. I want to leave on a good note, Norm. You know that. Mr. Norman Plord.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So now we don't have to worry about water this winter.
We don't have to worry about what?
Water. Wells.
You're right. We've been blessed with a lot of rain. Yeah.
We got so much groundwater now.
Oh, yeah. Branch Lake has come back up finally.
Oh, yeah. Helpful everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And our co-host, who is a legend in his own time.
Mind.
Oh, his own time. A legend in his own mind. He is a master Maine guide. He's a former game warden. He ran a fly shop. He used to sell... seeds.
Seeds. I did.
And he knows his way around a sage fly rod, my friend Bob Lehman.
I appreciate it. Have you had any venison feeds lately?
As a matter of fact, last night, Diane and I got a little bit of that rump steak out of the deep freeze and fried it, made a little tea gravy.
Oh, onions too?
Huh?
Fried onions go well with
that. No, we did this time. We did a little mushrooms.
Oh, but, mushrooms is good, too.
I don't like to eat fried onions too late in the evening. When you get older,
you know how that is. All right.
Yeah, but we had some rump steak from my deer last year.
Oh, and wonderful.
My Anacostia deer.
I haven't got around to cooking when you came in.
I gave you some.
Yes, you did.
That's elk.
I haven't got around to cooking it yet, and I'm going to.
I hope you do.
Pretty sure.
That's good.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Bob. Nice to have you here.
Appreciate it. Thank you ever so much.
As you are always welcome every week.
Thank you.
Our guest tonight... going to surprise you a little bit, surprised us. Anyway, we've been talking about this guy for, I don't know, how many?
Ages.
How many years?
A long time.
Long time.
Long time.
And every show, Bob does a little spot about General Appliance and Brewer. Well, we have the man himself, the honcho in the flesh with a Santa Claus cap on tonight.
Yes.
The manager and CEO of General Appliance and Brewer, Al Elkin. Al, welcome to the show.
Good evening, everybody.
I think this is a first. We've never had you on here.
No, I was on once before a few months back. Yeah.
I think you might have been in Florida.
Maybe, yeah.
You on with Jim Thorne?
Yeah, possibly.
Anyway, nice to have you here. And this is you're getting ready to close your shop down in a couple of months, and we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
And we welcome to the show. Nice to have you here in the flesh. And we appreciate your sponsorship all these years.
Thank you.
Many.
It works both ways.
Good. I'm glad to hear
that.
I get
a lot of response from the
That's good. We're glad to hear that.
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Bob, when you cook that venison, do you suppose you might give me a call?
Give you a call. One little piece. He gave me one little sliver.
No. I gave him. No, I gave you two. Boy, this guy's in a mean mood. I gave you two burgers and a big steak.
Yes,
wow.
You did.
Yeah.
I'll recall that. Yes, you did.
Anyway,
well, I'm still frozen.
Ask me later.
But I tell you what, I'll call you.
All right.
I will.
Ask me later how you make tea gravy.
Tea gravy. Last week we talked about that.
Maybe I mentioned that last week.
You use a tea bag.
Yeah, you use a tea bag.
Tea gravy.
Yeah, you just get the scrapings off the fry pan, put a little hot water in there with
tea gravy. Absolutely.
Yeah. I lost track. Where are we, Norm? Where the heck are we?
I'm just hanging. Just hanging in there.
Okay. Anyway, I know. Yeah. Our other guest tonight is, he's going to call in by phone. His name is Cale O'Leary. He's a game warden up in Aroostook County. He writes a great column every month for the Sporting Journal. And he's going to call in, and we're going to talk to him about some rewards being offered for a moose poaching and, I think, an eagle poaching. And we'll get more details from Cale.
Eagle poaching?
But, yeah. And we'll get some details at 7:30 with
Cale. What do they do with an eagle?
I don't know.
Eagle drumsticks.
Yeah, crazy. Why anybody would do that? Anyway, if you want to call in and be on the program tonight, we always welcome you to do so. The number is what, Bob?
1-800-966-1039. That's our call letters, 1039. You have to dial a whole number now, even if you're local. 1-800-966-1039.
And if you're new to the show, you're listening to us on the Voice of Maine News Talk Network, 101.3, 103.9, and 95.1 in Rockland. And if you have friends out in Cucamonga, be sure to remind them that you can hear our show live.
Cucamonga.
Cucamonga.
You know where that came from?
It was Jack Benny's show.
Jack Benny's show. Give that man silver dollars.
Don't I do well for a man of my advanced age?
Amazing,
isn't it incredible?
I mean, you haven't tripped me up lately.
Well, like
I
you,
haven't tripped you up lately.
I eat my spinach and say my prayers every day.
Well, give him a cigar.
That's all you have to do.
Right.
Right. You'll be lived 100, live to 110.
I hope so. I surely hope. As long as I can deer hunt, I'd love to live to be 100. Let's see. I want to remind you again that this show is sponsored not only by General Appliance and Brewer, but also by Bob's favorite outdoor publication, the Northwood Sporting Journal.
Yeah.
And what a great idea for a gift if you have a sportsman or sportswoman in your family. Let's say they pick up the journal at a newsstand every other month or something. They can get it every month by mail at a lot less money, particularly if you buy it. And we encourage you to consider a subscription to the journal. And you can get more details by calling Alicia at our office in Enfield. And the number there, I usually write that on the script. Oh, 732-4880 is the number.
Is there a special going on there? Do you buy one, you can give one free?
Oh, yeah, we got all kinds of specials.
Well, that's great.
Anyway, Alicia's a great gal to talk with, and she knows her business, and she can set you up with a subscription. 732-4880. Give her a buzz tomorrow, and what a great last-minute gift for anybody who loves to hunt and fish in the great outdoors. And let's see, what else did I miss here? Oh, time now for the Outdoor Digest, brought to you again by the Sporting Journal. The deer season is just about over. Few black powder hunters. The diehards are still out there trying to fill their tags. And we've had a lot of rain, so I imagine the woods is pretty quiet. Good for still hunting, I would think. And the harvest, I think, is going to be a new record. They're talking 48,000 plus, I think.
Yeah,
but deer numbers, which is incredible.
A lot.
And part of it, they're attributing it, I guess, to the more relaxed doe permit situation, probably. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you have a, like me, I had a doe permit and I could kill a buck or a doe. So that may have had something to do with it.
I should say.
Wouldn't you think?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it.
Yeah. Anyway, record deer harvest this year. But it's a good sign that the deer are coming back even up in the big north woods. So that's exciting news.
Mm.
Gift ideas for sportsmen. Of course, you mentioned the Sporting Journal. Now, Bob Lehman, he's a guy who likes to purchase stuff. So he had would probably have... What would you suggest might make a good gift?
How about this shirt I got on here? What do you think? Of you like that?
I'll give you $5 for it.
Would you? Would you really give me $5 for that?
Is that an L.L. Bean?
How about 10?
$10?
$10.
We'll talk about it later.
$60 to $70 shirt here you're looking at.
Yeah. What's a good...
I didn't pay that, but you know...
I can't get serious with this guy. What's a good gift for somebody? Say a fly fisherman.
Oh, a fly fisherman.
What would be a good gift?
Well, of course, a gift certificate is fly shop.
Yeah.
Any
fly?
And then he can go in and pick out what he wants.
What they like.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Put it in the stocking.
A gift certificate.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a book. You know, for instance, I've had several ladies...
Mm-hmm.
Write a letter and they say we'd like to have one of my books, especially Trolling Flies for Trout and Salmon, for my husband, and I don't want him to know about it, so return it to me, please. And you know, I've had several of those lately. So,
oh, good.
So that's good.
Norm, you have any ideas on gift ideas for sportsmen?
No, I like the gift card approach.
Yeah, you like that. Yeah.
Well, you know, everybody's got their own ideas as what they like.
And
the likelihood is. Yeah, even your spouse probably doesn't have a clue. and not saying that in a terrible way.
You don't mean that. You're not being critical of Diane, right?
No, I'm not.
No,
it's just that...
You better not.
The thing is, how many different things can you find for somebody that's attached to fishing or hunting?
Yeah.
There's a gazillion things.
I know, there is. There's so many things.
So, I mean...
Yeah. But even, a pair of wool socks are nice.
Socks. Hey,
I got just the gift.
What?
A compost toilet from General Appliance and Brewer.
He never gives up.
Now, Al, that's where you say ride the wave, baby.
Right. Didn't you hear? That's what Norman just said.
You guys have used that ride the wave. But you know, there's no water in those.
No, absolutely. This is the wave. What is a wave? No,
I think Jim says it has to do with just the current thing. You know, this is what's what's happening.
It's cutting edge stuff.
Okay, cutting edge stuff.
Cutting edge stuff. Yeah. Do you have any more of those toilets left over there?
I have several.
You do have several. Good. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes.
All right.
Let's see. Anyway, enough of that. I think it's time to bring in the band, Norm. This is where Bob Lehman does his thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on in the fishing world,
Well, I think it's about time we talked about Atlantic salmon and how many we got into the Penobscot River this year, don't you?
Yeah, I read that headline in the BDN. That's pretty good news.
I did. And, starting right off with the migration of Penobscot, start over.
That would be Atlantic salmon.
You interrupted me.
I'm sorry.
Okay, the Penobscot River migrations from the Atlantic salmon. And the run this year was fair, but, you know, not great. And as of this fall, an estimated 1,325 Atlantic salmon have entered the fishway and trap at the Milford Dam and also the dam in Orono. And then the main fishing, the main Department of Marine Resources takes that count every year. And I also say that salmon are protected under the Endangered Species Act of the year 2000. Can you tell me, Paul, how long have salmon been protected?
How long have they been protected?
I don't know.
I don't have a clue.
I just gave you the answer. Since 2000.
Oh, yeah. Since 2000. Well, I was reading ahead of myself. I wasn't paying any attention to your fishing report. I usually do, but I was reading.
The answer is 22 years.
I was looking at the script, figuring out what I was going to do at 7:30. And
I got another question for you. Here's the answer. River herring runs harvested this year. It's an unbelievable figure. 2,052,837.
Wow.
River herring. Do you know what a river herring is?
It's an alewife.
Absolutely, Paul. Give that man 10
silver dollars. Thank you. You know, the Bangor Daily headline indicated that the salmon return was quite a record.
Yeah, there's no
Not
record.
Not true?
No. Just for the last 10, 11 years, that's a record.
Yeah.
But no, back in the 70s and 80s, we had 3,000 or 4,000 runs.
So it's really.
And that set all the records.
Yeah.
Broke all the
records.
So
you weren't that impressed with the run, right?
Actually, no way. It's actually, it was last year, it was 573, I think.
Was it? Yeah.
Which is terrible.
Yeah,
terrible
too bad.
Run.
Yeah.
So it's almost double that this year. So.
Yeah. Okay, that it?
That's it.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Okay, again, if you joined us late, our guest tonight, our game warden, Cale O'Leary, will be hooking up with Cale at 7:30 to talk about a poaching situation up in Aroostook County. And we also have a guest in the studio who is Al Elkin, the chief operating officer at General Appliance and Brewer. And he is going to lay a trivia question on you. And if you have the right answer, Bob Lehman has agreed to tie a streamer fly to give you. And do you have the question, Al?
Tonight's outdoor trivia question, good for one world-class Bob Lehman streamer fly. What is the most hunted game animal in the United States?
All right, 1-800-966-1039 is the number. You ponder that, and we'll be right back. Okay, we're back with Maine Outdoors, and Al Elkin from General Appliance has a trivia question he wants you to try to answer. And if you have the correct response, Bob Lehman will ship you one of his world-class streamer flies. Do we have any callers queued up?
Yes, we do. We have a couple.
We do have a couple. Let's take a call. Good evening, caller. You're on Maine Outdoors.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you tonight?
Oh, not too bad.
Good. You think you have an answer?
Yeah. The white-tailed deer.
You say the white-tailed deer. Is that the correct answer, Al?
No.
So you're going to give him a raspberry, right?
Bob can do that.
I could, but I'm not.
Oh. You know, that is a very good guess, and if I hadn't looked this up, I would have probably made the same guess, but that's not the right answer.
Alrighty.
Where are you calling from?
Union.
Union. Are you a hunter?
I am, yeah.
You get your deer?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
I got two does this year.
Yeah.
Got one with a bow, one with a rifle.
Oh, so your freezer is runneth over, right?
Yeah, it's doing pretty well.
Yeah, I bet. Good for you. You had any back straps from those critters yet?
Oh, I've had a couple of them, yeah.
Yeah. You know how to make tea gravy?
Well, I listened to you guys last week, and you were talking about it. I may try it out pretty soon.
You think I'm joking, but I'm telling you got to try it, guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe it.
Tea gravy. You know how to do it, right?
Well, I may have to look it up, but I remember you guys talking about it last week.
I tell you, it's real simple. Cast iron's got to be a cast iron frying pan.
Yeah.
You put a little butter in there, and you fry up the back straps. Then you take them out, and you get a little bit of stuff sticking to the pan. You throw in just a little hot water and drag a tea bag through it a couple of times and scrape it up real good and pour it over the meat. It's fantastic. Trust me on that.
Yeah, I'll try it.
All right. Hey, we appreciate the call, even if you didn't have the right answer.
Thank you.
Don't let it get to you.
All right, no big deal.
All right, take care. All right, that is was a good guess. I would have guessed that, too, if I didn't know the answer.
I certainly did. I met Michelle Finn.
I was surprised to find out it's not the white-tailed deer.
This is a tough answer.
Yeah, do we have another caller?
Yes, we do.
Good evening, caller. You're on Maine Outdoors, and Al Elkin is looking for you to give him the right answer.
Okay, I think I have it. I heard this a long time ago, and I wouldn't have believed it. But is it the squirrel?
You're getting closer.
Getting closer.
Not the right answer, Al, right?
That is not the right answer.
No. What's your first name?
George.
George, where are you calling from?
Mount Vernon.
Oh, Mount Vernon. That's great deer country down there.
Yeah.
George, I'm sorry. That's a good guess, but it's not the right answer.
Okay.
All right? No hard feelings, right?
No, not at all.
Oh, good.
I've heard that somewhere, and I thought it was kind of crazy when I did.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Have you ever eaten squirrel?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, pretty awful, isn't it?
And we had it.
I tried it one time, and I like most wild meat. I put it in a crock pot, and it was dreadful. Yeah.
My wife actually wrote a article about squirrel hunting years ago for the Maine Sportsman.
Yeah.
And they put the recipe that she has for squirrel pie in the Maine Sportsman years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Probably in the early 80s.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I've eaten all kinds of wild meat, but boy.
All dark meat.
Have you ever had squirrel?
No, I don't want to either.
Oh, it's dreadful. Yeah. All right, anyway, we digress and we appreciate you.
Anything with claws.
Yeah, yeah. We appreciate you playing the game, all right?
Hoof.
Yeah.
Happy holidays to you, sir.
Yeah, same to you.
Okay, take care. All right, I thought this would be an easier question. We have any more callers?
Yes, we do.
Queued up? All right, let's take it. Good evening, caller. You're in Maine Outdoors, and you better have the right answer. Hello.
Well, I don't know. Those two answers was my top two answers, but I'm going to try rabbit.
That is the right answer.
All right. Yeah. Process of elimination, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That is the correct answer. And Al has given you a thumbs up on that, and you will be getting one of Bob Lehman's streamer flies.
Do you have a preference on flies?
I've got a couple of yours.
Really?
Whatever tickles your fancy.
Okay. One you can catch brook trout or salmon?
Brook trout.
Brook trout. Okay, got it.
That's not going to be a barn special, right?
Could be.
Could be a barn special.
Yeah, I've used that sometime. But yeah. I got some good.
What is your favorite brook trout fly?
Homburg and a cocker. As you know, that's your favorite, Homburg. That's a good fly. Mickey Finn.
Oh, Homburg is cheating if you use a Homburg.
It's actually a professor who would work on
good.
Both trout and salmon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Norm, what's your favorite trout fly?
Black Ghost.
I do like the elk hair caddis.
Elk hair caddis, yeah, that's a great trout fly. Elk hair caddis, Bob.
Hmm?
He likes the elk hair caddis.
Oh, that's a cocker.
That is a good one, yeah.
Yeah, the woodchuck caddis is a good one,
too. Yeah. All right, you still there, caller?
I still am. I'm just listening about the flies.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. I'm sorry, we got digressing among ourselves here. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, just waiting for the snow to start to fly and Christmas to come.
You bet. Did you do any hunting? Are you a hunter?
I am.
Yeah. Do you deer hunt?
I do, as much as I can. I was lucky enough to fill my doe tag this year.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations. That's Thank great.
You. Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of does around the state of Maine. I was amazed the number of does I saw this fall. Most of them on people's lawns when I was heading to and from my hunt area. Yeah. Well, that's great. Congratulations. If you'll stay on the line, Norm's going to get your address, and we'll make sure Bob sends the fly right out to you.
Okay, then.
All right. Don't forget, stay on the line.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. That is the correct answer, a wabbit.
Wabbit.
Yeah, rabbit. And, you know, in the Northeast, we don't call them rabbits.
What do we call them?
Snowshoe hares.
Snowshoe hares, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
The varying hair.
A varying hair.
But whoever said, I'm going to go varying hair hunting. I never heard anybody say that in my life, Bob.
Well, that's the truth.
I know, but let's call it rabbit hunting, yeah. All right, let's get down to business here with our guest. Again, if you join us late, he's Al Elkin. He's sitting across from us. He has a Santa Claus hat on, and he doesn't look anywhere near his age. Right, Bob?
That's absolutely no. I thought, for heaven's sake, he was, what'd you say he was, 87?
87.
87. So. Now, Bob, Al's a young man, and but he has...
I'll hear about that.
Al has been advertising with this show, supporting this show. His ads help support the show. Without these ads, there would be no show. So before we get down to business, we want to thank you for your patronage over the years, not only with us, but the Sporting Journal. And we are proud to have you advertise with us all these many, many years. We're thinking maybe 20?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, long time.
Yeah. Now, your business start. When did you start your business?
When?
When, yeah.
1991.
1991, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
All right. And how did you happen to get into the appliance business?
My family has been in the appliance business since the 1940s.
Is that right?
My grandfather was Victor Perkins, and that was Perkins Appliance. And he retired in 1977, and my dad bought it and ran it. And in 1990, I started General Appliance because Dad had Perkins Appliance, and he retired in 98, I think.
So when he retired, you closed down Perkins Appliance.
Well, no, we kept both of them going. I had a crew for a number of years, 8, 10, 12 of us. Which
kidding.
Yeah, I didn't care for managing a crew.
So Perkins Appliance and General Appliance were side by side.
They were side by side.
But were you running both those businesses?
Yeah.
For a while?
Yeah.
Okay.
We eventually downsized and kind of combined things. There are a lot of people in the appliance business around Greater Bangor.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was an easy choice to go to, off-grid, gas refrigeration, compost toilets, gas lights, things like that.
Yeah.
And that's where we wound up.
Okay. We have a caller who may have a question for you. Good evening, caller. You're in Maine Outdoors. We're talking to Al Elkins from General Appliance. Go ahead.
Yeah, Al, I have a question. We've gotten a lot of things from your store, and do you recommend anyone that is filling your gap?
I don't think there's any one person filling the entire gap. It would depend on what you're going to be looking for. And what I will do is get these gentlemen here at Maine Outdoors a list for programs that'll be coming up, of places that you can call for whatever you'll need. For example, there's Knife Edge up in Millinocket that sells the gas refrigeration and ranges and gas lights and things like that. They also sell the composting toilets. Also, further north is Nate Richardson at Richardson's Hardware up in Patton. He's picking up on this line of off-grid products. So there's a couple of examples for you. And if you're into the appliance, this traditional appliances, parts and service, I have a list of servicers that we give out when people call. And of course, there are other appliance dealers around Greater Bangor. But I haven't dealt with traditional appliances in years. Does that help?
That helped. Is your store still going to be open for another couple of weeks?
The store will be open through February till February 28th.
OK. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a good question and an obvious question. So, you have service people working for you now. Are they going to go out on their own?
They are out on their own. We had some under contract 2 or 3 years ago, verbal contract more or less. But they've always been independent and will continue to be.
Okay.
There are a number of service people in Greater Bangor.
Yeah.
But I'll get you some of that information.
Oh, that'd be good. We could put out the scoop on that. That would be helpful. Yeah.
Yep.
The people who bought appliances from you, I'm sure they'd like to hear. That was a good question. Okay, I think we have another caller, don't we, Norm?
Yes, we do.
All right, let's take a call. Good evening. You're in Maine Outdoors with Al Elkin. Go ahead.
I think you have missed something this evening, V-Paul. The most important man to a sportsman is not a game warden or anything. It's Al Elkin.
There you are.
All right.
I'm flattered.
I don't know if Al can recognize this voice, but I've called him so many times over 32 years of running a sporting camp.
Oh, I know who this is. I recognize your voice.
It's, you've got to give me a hint.
It's, oh.
It's a family that's been in the sporting camp business.
Yeah. Yes. What do you do in the off season?
Now, let's not talk about that.
Thank you for the compliment. That's
I'll tell you, it's very truthful because my brother gave me a book that you wrote way back when, and you signed it to me, and it was How to Fix a Gas Refrigerator. Yeah,
the old Servels.
You got to be kidding me.
It's been more important than my marriage license.
I hope your wife didn't hear that.
I hope she's not listening. Yeah. But
I don't miss those Servels. I don't think there was any of them that weighed less than 400 pounds.
and that's all we have, most of us.
They're very good fridges. Very good fridges.
They are great. And your name, caller, is?
I'm the youngest and brightest of the Norris family.
You're Pete Norris's brother.
Steve Norris, right?
Steve Norris.
Been over at the Pines for many years.
Nice.
I call Al all the time about one thing or another, and I'm so dismayed to hear that maybe I can't make this call this summer, you know?
Yeah, well, everything, all good things must come to an end, Steve, right?
I don't know. Hunting seasons end, but calling Al Elkins in the summer is a requirement.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your testimonial, and it's good to hear your voice. I haven't heard from you in a long time, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Nice to hear from
you.
Yeah,
no problem. And again, we appreciate your support of the show and everything and the support of all of us in the outdoors. Very important.
Yeah, good point, Steve. We appreciate it. And,
all right.
I've called Al from my camp, too, on the old iPhone, and he's walked me through repairs.
And it's
a great service. All right, well, good
for
to talk.
Sure.
Have a good holiday, Steve.
I will, and good luck, Al.
Thank you.
All right, nice call.
Bye-bye.
Nice call. We're going to take a short money break here, right, Norm?
Yes, we are.
And we'll be right back. If you have questions for Al, stack them up and call us. We'll be right back.